Yeah, the result was disappointing. I don't think the effort was disappointing. Bearing in mind we had no interchange bench. We had one bloke on the subs bench that could actually go back on the field. So in terms of effort, I thought we were very good. I don't think we deserved the scoreline that we got in the end. But again, we just ran out of energy, and Castleford caused us some problems that last 15 minutes. But yeah, it's one of those things. We've got to move on. We've not spoke about the Castleford game since I spoke to the guys after the. It's a new week, and it's a game that we're all really looking forward to.
Yeah, plenty of injuries to go through. Matty Asher's first, how's he?
Yeah, he's got a break. There's some kind of crack in his jaw. He goes to see a specialist tonight. He'll most probably miss the game. There is that slight chance that he gets the all clear, but that's it's a long shot. It's actually not displaced, which is a good thing, and we don't think it needs a screw putting in. So it could be a number of weeks before we see him out on the field. But we'll wait and see what the specialist says tonight. We lost Johnny Malloy to a torn pec. He's going to be missing for 4 weeks now. And we also lost Bill Tupu, who won't play this week. Tore a slight tear in his hamstring, but will be fit for the week after. So yeah, it's come at a cost, but again, we've been quite fortunate that we've not had many injuries this year, and so yeah, we won't be making any noises about that. We'll go with 17 fit players that that'll give Warrington a good run for the money.
What about Mike Cio?
Yeah, Mikey will be okay. It's an ongoing sternum problem, but he just got an elbow in there on match day, and probably could have come up on us at a push, but with this game in mind, it wasn't worth risking him.
Danny Kerman, I know that he started running last week. Will he make it? Will he push and go?
Well, Danny's run again today. It's the best we've seen him run. He's run pretty much pain-free. We'll go for another scan today to get the all clear, and fingers crossed that he comes through that okay. Potentially you've got Scott Anderson back as well, and Ben Jones-Bishop will play some part as well. And although we've lost three, we've also gained three this week.
Yeah, I mean, with an injury like that, the knee, is it a case of relying on what he says to you? And if he says he's ready, he'll be ready.
Yeah. Like I said, he's the best he's trained today. He's run very, very well. His fitness-wise, he's looking good, looking in good shape. He's got the muscle, the definition back in his quad. That's a credit to the medical people. We'll wait and see what the scan results come back as. But he's a good chance this week.
First semi since 2008 for this club. It's a massive game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive game for everybody involved. It's a prestigious competition. It's a competition that, as a player and as a coach, everybody wants to win. There's some great players and some great teams that have lifted this trophy, and I've been fortunate in 2005 to be involved in a great team that won the Challenge Cup, and we got to the final last year with a group of players last year, and I'd certainly like to get involved. Certainly like to go all the way with this group of players. I think they really deserve it, but we know that we've got a big 80 minutes coming up against Warrington on Saturday.
Yeah, I was about to say, how big a benefit is that you were in a similar sort of situation last season, going into a semi where you're probably the underdog? You've had the coaching experience before.
I'll draw on that experience. We went into the Warrington semi-final off the back of two really big defeats in the derby, and also against St Helens last year, similar to what we've done this year. And it just goes to show that whoever turns up on the day, we've just got to make sure that it's us. We're 80 minutes away from Wembley, and if that's not a motivation, then I don't know what is.
And a lot of this squad have the experience of the big game, because they were in maybe a bigger game for the club this time last, well, not this time last year, but at the end of the season last year, that £1 million game.
Yeah, we've got players in our squad that have played in big, you know, we've got Anthony Tupou as well, Dave Fafita that have played in big games overseas, and Nick Scruton has played in grand finals, Liam Finn played in the Challenge Cup final the other year. So we've obviously got players that have played in the big games that won't be overawed by it all, and you know, we'll go with a game plan, we'll go full of confidence, you know, looking to turn Warrington over.